Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Hicks. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The catcher, Orlando McFarlane. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oiler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Cash moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Cash moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin juggles the ball. That's an error on Skourin. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Berry reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. One out. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berry. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oiler strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt is called out on strikes. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss strikes out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hicks hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McFarlane strikes out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Lolich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolich is 0-for-2 in the game. Lolich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown throws the ball into Lump who tags Howard, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-3 in the game. Hicks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hicks. Lump reaches second base with a double. Jake Wood pinch runs for Jerry Lump. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McFarlane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood scores. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Ray Euler. Jerry McNerney now catching. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.